Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back. Hour number three, coast to coast. Here on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio, Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty here today and all week long on the grid. Scotty will be back next week in Arizona, Super Bowl 57. It is all happening out there. A full week of shows right here on Sports Grid. All right, Cam. I had one more rack of college basketball to give you tonight, and it's always my favorite. I love the late night Mountain West games. I'm going to know more about these Mountain West teams when we get into the tournament, Cam. Probably the other conference.
That's right, because Mrs. Carver and little Carver's in bed. That's when Mr. Carver Sr. Likes to gamble when the family's asleep.
Look, that's the thing. You see, Cam, everybody goes to sleep. I'm doing the show with Lisi until midnight.
Exactly.
So what am I watching? I'm watching Mountain West games. Let's start with UNLV. They are in Fort Collins against Colorado State tonight. Boise is at Air Force. Air Force catching 7.5 at home. Very sneaky there, Cam. Fresno is at Wyoming tonight. 4.5 for the Cowboys. And San Diego State, the Aztecs, 2.5-point road favorites at Nevada. Nevada was there a couple weeks ago at their place, Cam. That was the night, I think me and you were together that week too, where they got the late backdoor cover catching 9.5 at San Diego State. So tonight they're only getting 2.5 at home.
I got to tell you, I kind of like Nevada. I wish we were getting more, but that almost feels like a little bit of a bait line for the Aztecs. You know what? A little sprinkle on Nevada. I'll even get it to 3. Nice even number there and a sprinkle on the money line. All the other games, Carver, I think you could help me out. I have a lean to the Colorado State Rams, but don't love it against UNLV. Actually, I had a buddy whose kid played at UNLV, and he transferred to Texas. He's in the G League right now, a guy from my hometown. I used to bet on UNLV a lot. I used to get good information from him. Anyway, that's about it. I don't know what else is going on there. I don't really like the Fresno State Wyoming game.
I want to bark with the dogs tonight, Cam. It's dog barking night in the Mountain West. UNLV catching points. Air Force at home catching points. Fresno State on the road catching points. We're going to bark, 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 Cam. I know how much you love the pooches.
Yes.
That is where
Mike,
we're going to go.
Humane Society Carver. Hey, you got a pet in the area? Mike's your guy. Yeah, he loves dogs.
Bring him on in.
Pet sitter.
It's pooch night in the Mountain West. Let's make it happen. That's for sure. So there you go. College basketball tonight. Let's have ourselves a good time. More with this head coaching stuff that's going on in the NFL, Cam, because now we have dueling insiders going back and forth about how today went down. Because, Cam, isn't it a little strange that both of these things were announced within, 2.5 minutes of each other? That is kind of weird. Both openings just all of a sudden came flowing out at the almost exact same time. So Rappaport from NFL Network says that the Broncos tried to go back and get DeMeco Ryans this afternoon before he officially went to the Texans. And when he said, no, I'm going to Houston, that is when they circled back to Sean Payton. Schefter says that is not the case at all, that their focus has been Sean Payton all week, and they have not had any contact with DeMeco Ryans at all the last few days. So you believe, pick your insider, Cam. Get on your side of the fence with which insider you like the best.
You know what? I'm starting to think that they did want Ryans. It's one of those things. These guys want to keep on paying money for these coaches? I trust me, Carver, we could sniff this one out. They wanted Ryans. They panic. And now you're paying full price for Sean Payton, who's sitting back having a cognac right now. Gotta love Sean Payton. Think about this. They want this guy? And now he's got, like, wow, man, what a position to be in. Just falls in your lap.
Yeah. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates for El Coast to Coast here on a Tuesday. Carver High, Cam Stewart in for Scotty. SiriusXM Channel 159, Sports Byline. Good to have you with us. It's too coincidental, Cam, that they were both announced at the same exact time for there not to be a situation where I'm about to go get hired by Houston and then, you know, they go and finish up the deal. It's just there's no way they were not talking to the other guy and then just out of the blue, they're announced at the same time.
You think they want to give up a second and third round pick? They just didn't get their guy. And then it's like, okay, now you have to pay the price. That's what I believe.
And
that's my opinion.
I think they wanted Harbaugh as well.
Yeah.
Before Sean Payton, because it's the same deal. It's not going to cost you draft capital. Why the hell would you want to get? And coaches have been traded for picks in the past, Cam. But I mean, talking Bill Belichick, Bill Parcells. Payton's won a Super Bowl. He's no slouch. Yeah. But I don't know.
I don't give up first and second round picks for a coach. I don't care who the hell you are. That's just me.
Look, if they win, who cares? But they got a pretty good uphill climb in order for them to actually go and reach that mountain, that's for sure. All right, Cam, I have not heard from you yet what you think about this Super Bowl matchup, Eagles and the Chiefs. When we come back, we will dive into that for the first time today. We'll hear from Andy Reid on a couple of topics. I will give you the updated odds because we did have a small bit of movement here today from yesterday, a little half-point swing. So we will discuss that as well, and we have some other things. We got hockey later as well. Thank God, three games tonight. There was only one last night, Cam.
Yeah.
One hockey game on the schedule. That is just absolutely.
I can't believe I won that bet, Carver. I'm like, the Jets. I got the Jets 1.5 and parlayed.
Over six. Coast to coast, Carver, I, and Cam in for Scotty. We're back after this.
Crazy game.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Tuesday. Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty right here on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Yep. Good to have you with us here. All right, Cam. Also, before we keep rolling along here, your first bet up to $1,000 is risk-free on any NBA game, and that's for new customers. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. That is a first bet up to $1,000 risk-free, any NBA game, new customers. BetMGM.com. All right, Super Bowl 57, Cam. We are set to go. Eagles and the Chiefs. Before we get to all this stuff, I mean, you haven't really talked about this. What did you think of the games on Sunday? What surprised you? Obviously, it was tough the first game. You lose both your quarterbacks. What are you going to do? And how Mahomes played was absolutely outstanding in game number two. How did you do on Sunday?
I did. I won with Philadelphia and I lost with Cincinnati, but I did teaser, so it wasn't that bad, Carver. But if Cincinnati wins, it's a really, really good day. I can't lie to you. I'm done with props. Like, I do this show on Sunday on the Fan 590 here in Toronto, and like, if I just pick sides and totals, my record would be like 75%. Like, I can't hit a prop. I got Brock Purdy over rushing. He gets hurt. Jalen Hurts. He doesn't run till the second half of the game. I'm done with that stuff. I'll leave it for the science nerds, for the props. I'm just going to stick to whoever wins, loses the game, and covers numbers. That's what I do. I'm an old guy. I'm going to stick to the old guy stuff, okay? No more props in the NFL. They piss me off. As for the games, Cincinnati, I can't believe they didn't come after Mahomes more. I thought the game plan, I think they got jobbed a little bit in the fourth quarter, but it's unbelievable. Jacksonville, like, just come up with blitz packages. Like, make Mahomes lean on him. Like, put him down, lay on that leg. Let's go. What are you doing? This is a trip to the Super Bowl here. Stupid penalty at the end. There was no need for that. You can't kick a 55-yarder in those conditions. We would have had overtime, Carver, but what can I say? I know a lot of people were on the Eagles. If Purdy doesn't get hurt and stuff, I think it's a hell of a lot of closer game. It was just very bad luck for the 49ers in that spot. I got a lot of friends who are Niner fans. They're still pissed off.
I agree. I didn't think that – now, I know he didn't have to do much, but I didn't think Hurts played that great, Cam.
I agree with you.
I really don't. I don't think he played that great. And I think that if the Niners were able to actually move the football with some actual real quarterbacks on Sunday. Now, look, that's part of the game. Their defensive line was so good that they took both quarterbacks out of the game. You give them credit for that. That's part of the, you know, that's how it goes. But Eagles go move on. They will face the Chiefs. Here is the Walrus Cam, Andy Reid. First one from him. I thought the other big thing from the week was I thought the Bengals talked way too much. And I know they were the defending AFC champs and they went to the Super Bowl last year. They were way too much with the Burrowhead nonsense and everything else.
I know, they're a bunch of idiots.
Talking about all that.
Well, listen, everybody, they're excited. I mean, they were excited to have their team there. So everybody jumped in on it, and the mayor was part of it. And hey, it's a tribute to him for being so excited to have this football team. But at the same time, you probably don't want that. I'm sure Zach probably didn't want that out there. And but listen, it happened. Our guys, obviously, Kelce noticed it being from there. So he threw out a little rock on them and that's what so obviously they heard it.
I said to Joe yesterday, Cam, I guess that Zach Taylor won't be asked to be part of the mayor's reelection campaign in Cincinnati whenever that gets going. he probably won't be part.
You know what it is, Carver? I know you got to be confident. But talking, where does it get you? It just gives motivation to the other team. It was kind of like the Bills situation with Hamlin. There was so much stress and questions by the media. That's why I think they didn't show up in that game. They were done. They were out of gas. They played a listless game. They were basically nothing left in the tank. Cincinnati walks in there like they're the cock of the walk, like we're the Super Bowl champs. Dude, you guys lost to the Rams in the Super Bowl. Be more humble. Go in there and play better. And what you did with Mahomes with one leg, you're never going to get a situation like that again. Jacksonville and Cincinnati both should be shaking their heads. The Chiefs were for the taking, and they couldn't take. Kudos to Kansas City for getting it done. Their defense was awesome. Very underrated. They got to Burrow. Hey, they played a good game. Give the Chiefs respect.
They did. They played a real good game, that's for sure. Now we move on to what will be one of the two most annoying and over-talked things over the next 2 weeks, and that is Andy Reid. Facing the Eagles, the team that he used to coach. Here's Reid talking about it.
And here we get to have the opportunity to play a great team in the Eagles in the Super Bowl. And it should be really something. I mean, that's should be a great venue and two good football teams playing each other. You don't get to this point unless you're a good team. So proud of our guys, proud of the organization for the job that everybody did.
I don't know, Cam. If we had to place odds on which will be the more annoying Super Bowl overplayed storyline that by the middle of next week we are just never going to want to hear about it again, would you go with Reid facing the Eagles or the Kelce brothers nonsense? Which will be the more annoying thing by the middle of next week for you?
Probably Reid and the Eagles. Kelce brothers, that's kind of interesting, both playing. But I got to be honest with you, Carver. I'm already looking at the Super Bowl matchup and I'm sick. I didn't want either of these teams here. I wanted Buffalo to play like anybody. I'm just that guy. I don't want to see the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Sorry, LTN. It's nothing personal. I'm a Seahawks fan from the AFC West days where Christian Okoye used to run over us and John Elway and his horse teeth used to take a bite out of us. I hate the AFC West, okay? That's what I hate. I'm a kid. That's the teams I hate more than anybody. So an Eagle fan, these guys are too much. Oh, God, this fan base. They're out of control. Like, I'm just – oh, anyway. I like Donnie Wrightside and Kevin Walsh, but some of these fans are just a – anybody but the Eagles and Chiefs. I'm actually hating the Super Bowl matchup.
Well,
thank God we can bet on it.
Unfortunately, one of them is going to win. I'm with you. I don't.
Sorry. I'm awful. I can't lie, Carver. Like I'm on a lie detector. That's how I feel. I can't hide it. I'd love to see the Bengals versus the Niners. Anybody else?
Look, I'm a New York guy. I don't root for the New York or New Jersey football teams. But if you're a New Yorker, you never want to see Philadelphia win anything. I don't care what it is. Yeah. So nobody's ever rooting for Philadelphia up here, Cam. That's for sure. But let's go. 1.5 is now the line. this has been a bit of a roller coaster through 48 hours, Cam. Opened with the Chiefs as the favorite, quickly bet to the Eagles, like 2.5, has now gone back down to 1.5, is where the line is now for this game.
I don't know what to do with this game. I have a slight lean to the Eagles, but you know what, Carver? I kind of like the under. I don't know what I'm thinking. It popped in my head. I think it's going to be more defensive than people think. You have 2 weeks to prepare. Mahomes is still going to be a little bit banged up. I don't care how much they shoot him up. And you said it. Hurts wasn't that impressive. Kansas City's defense can get pressure on the quarterback. I think this game is going to be more like 23-20. Like, it's going to fall under the number. I don't see this 35-31 type of game. Maybe I'm in the minority. I have a lean to the Eagles and the under in a real tight game.
I know that I'm probably like everybody else. I hate betting the under in the Super Bowl, because like you're sitting there, Cam, like it's a 5-hour experience between all the nonsense, the commercials, the halftime. The last thing you want is like that Patriot Ram game a few years ago where the game just absolutely sucks and you're rooting for, you want points, you want something to happen. I want excitement. Like, I want it like that Eagle Patriot game back 5 years. Like, that was up and down, tons of crazy plays. Like, you want the excitement. My heart wants, you know, an over game, but my head is saying an under game like you, Cam.
Exactly.
I do think that both defenses are going to have some opportunities to rule the day here in this one, and it's going to be very tough. I will be one of the nerds, Cam, that gets in with the props, with the prop. They've burned me.
Oh, no, I'm a nerd, too. Of course, it's a Super Bowl. I got to bet props, but I they kill me every week, Carver. I'm so done with these guys. Receiving yards, under, like Devontae Smith, everybody. Like, it's just, I can't hit the right guy.
A.J. Brown, under, everybody, under.
Thank you.
Miles
under.
Sanders, under. From coast to coast, back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Frel Coast to Coast on a Tuesday. Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty, Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Good to have you with us today. All right, Cam, couple of other things here. Now, you said, here's the thing with the props. I liked it now because obviously we have so many different options sportsbook wise, more states that have it. Shout out to Massachusetts, by the way. Today was opening day in Massachusetts, who now have the green light on, you know, at the shops. I think mobile they'll have, they said, before the NCAA tournament, but always good when another state gets to join the fold. I think the best thing about this is, Cam, is that now the books need to get the props out faster. And quicker. Mm-hmm. Like, I've already seen all the player stuff. I know tomorrow me and you are going to do a bunch of early ones on Lion's Share just to set us up to get going. But this is the one prop in the whole game that is a legit 50-50 chance of hitting. It's the coin toss, Cam. Do you
call
coin toss better?
Yes,
do
I am.
Every year.
Yes, tails never fails, Carver. I don't care. And it usually goes in spurts. Heads is hot, but I'm going with tails. Give me tails. 5 cents either
tails.
Way.
There it is. Cam Stewart is a tails better. Good to see. Yeah, I like that everybody's getting them out, Cam, and it's helpful. It used to be you had to wait a week to get the good stuff, and it wasn't until the week of the game. Now, I mean, by Monday morning, I mean, they had all the player props up. Anytime touchdowns. I mean, things are cooking, and it is absolutely great to see. We already talked about Ryan's. He's going to the Texans. So this was the complete list of Pro Bowl quarterback replacements, Cam. Now, remember, there is no actual Pro Bowl anymore. Mm-hmm. They're going to do, like, a bunch of carnival games this weekend in Las Vegas. Like, I got no idea what they're even doing out there. And I don't even think we can bet on anymore. That's why I was saying to you earlier, at least when we had the game, as dopey as it was, we could have a little something going on with it. Give me the over 78.5. Let me sit there and hope they play 45-42 game. We don't even get
that
anymore.
What are these guys doing? That's my whole point.
I don't know.
The Pro Bowl is a joke exhibition. You should be able to bet on everything, even in hockey, hardest shot, whatever. Like, if it's out there, you need to bet on it. That's what these games are for. What, you think people are just going to sit back and ruin their day? Perfect time to take the kids to the park. If you're betting the game, you're going to actually watch it. Like, you know?
Jalen Hurts obviously isn't going to be involved with the Pro Bowl. He's going to the Super Bowl. So nope. Jared Goff goes. That one is actually extremely deserving. That's a good job. Goff deserves to be at the Pro Bowl. He played well. Agreed. Here's where it gets fun. So Mahomes, Burrow, and Allen were the three quarterbacks for the AFC. All of them are not going this weekend in Las Vegas. All of them are out of the mix. Allen is going to go play in the Pro-Am at Pebble Beach. Now, I initially, Cam, was very upset about this because he walked around for 2 months with an elbow injury, and he's going to go swing a golf club 300-plus times at Pebble Beach. But then I thought about it a little bit more, and I probably would have did the same thing if you had an opportunity to play Pebble Beach. I guess he can.
Who's this guy?
I guess I can't.
He always teams up with Keith Mitchell. Keith Mitchell and your boy Allen are friends,
with?
Eh? Yeah, always. Yeah, Keith Mitchell's
year?
Like, I saw an interview. He's like, Keith Mitchell and his visor, that Allen hits it a ton, man. The guy's an animal. Like, yeah, he's saying he's got, and Allen's like, yeah, Keith gave me some tips. I'm like, hitting it 340. I'm like, this guy murders the ball. Like, he's a big ball hitter.
He does hit the ball big off the tee. I don't know if you can get anybody to whoever wins the AM side of the Pro-Am this week, but Allen might be one of the guys you want to look at. So here's the replacements for the AFC. Trevor Lawrence, okay. Derek Carr, who's going to go back to Vegas, didn't play the last couple of weeks for them. He's in the Pro Bowl. And Tyler Snoop Huntley of the Ravens, who only played in 5 games and threw 2 touchdown passes, 3 interceptions, and 600 yards through the air. And that's in 5 games. He threw 600 yards in the air. Cam, we have said for years that it's time to just
Where's
put this
Daniel
to bed.
Jones?
Just put it to bed over, and be done with it. And
who would you have, Carver?
Well, you
can't have Huntley
there. Get it.
Like, Jones had a good year for the Giants. Like,
Jones,
he deserves
NFC,
it. Goff deserves it.
I guess they have to stick with just AFC. You're right. Who cares at this point? Put somebody from any team that's more deserving. But Herbert declined because Herbert is getting the surgery done in the offseason right now. Lawrence was named. Look,
that's fine.
Off the top of my head, I mean, you like I said, Zach Wilson and Russell Wilson probably have better claims to the Pro Bowl than Snoop Huntley did this year.
You're right.
It's time to just – here's what they should do, Cam, going forward, if they're not going to play the actual game. Because I know what this is about. All these guys have bonuses in their contract. Mm-hmm. I get 50 grand if I make the Pro Bowl. I get 100 grand if I make the Pro Bowl. Name your Pro Bowl team. Give the guys the accolade. And then be done with it. No need for alternates. Yep. No need for who's showing up. Because you're not playing the game anyway. That's it. Just wash your hands of it. You named them to the team, and now you're done. Instead of embarrassing yourself.
I don't understand why they butchered the Pro Bowl. It was fine before. High-scoring game that we bet on. Sometimes don't change things. By changing it, you make it worse. Just our thoughts.
Absolutely. Tyler Huntley's in the Pro Bowl. Think about it. It's a Tyler Huntley.
It's ridiculous.
Makes no sense. It really doesn't. Let's do some hockey here, Cam. We have 3 games tonight. But first, major trade last night in the NHL involving my Islanders and the Vancouver Canucks. Yep. Bo Horvat heading to the island for Anthony Beauvillier, Atu Ratu, and a first-round pick. Your boy Bo had the family out at Disneyland in California when he got the phone call yesterday, Cam. He had to get off of It's a Small World to go do a media call with the Islanders press. Here he is, happier than ever. Talk about a guy who's glad he's out of Vancouver. Here's Bo Horvat.
You know, I don't think it's really fully sunk in yet. You know, there was a lot going on this year, to say the least, and it hasn't been an easy year. You know, dealing with just everything that's gone on and happened, and for it to kind of, well, it's not, again, it hasn't sunk in yet, but, you know, I'm sure when this is all over and it starts to sink in, I'm definitely going to have a little bit of weight off the shoulders and, you know, just, you know, a fresh start and get ready to go with New York. So, again, I'm just really excited.
Let's translate that conversation, Cam. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that I'm out of Vancouver.
Vancouver's a beautiful city, but it was a disaster from a press angle. Like this year with Boudreaux and the players and the fans, it was just a nightmare. Like these guys didn't even enjoy coming to the rink. They needed to loosen up. He gets a new start with the Islanders. But I'm going to say this, the Islanders gave up a lot. Beauvillier is a good player, first rounder too. Like just saying, Bo Horvat's a good player. He better show up. Like that's a lot you guys gave up, I think.
Here's the problem with Beauvillier, Cam. Mm-hmm. His inconsistency, like, I mean, he's like a 30-point-a-year player over the last 4 years. Like, that's just not good enough for the amount of talent that guy's got. And right. He scored big goals for them in those two playoff runs. So you know that he can get it done in the postseason. But the guy would go, you know, one goal in 19 games, two goals in 25 games. Like, he's too talented to be doing that.
I agree.
You know, that's
it's annoying. The trade's probably going to be good for both teams, in my opinion.
And the Islanders have been running the same group out there for years now. I think the locker room got a little stale. It was time to mix some things up. Beauvillier's good buddy of Barzal. I think they want to push Barzal a little bit, get somebody else in there next to him, and get things moving a little. Three games tonight, Cam. Let's go. The Kings, who have been on a long East Coast trip, finally finish it off in Carolina against the Hurricanes tonight. Canes minus 210 now. Kings plus 170, flat six the total.
I'm kind of looking at the over in this hockey game, kind of looking at the Kings. I don't really want to lay $2 with Carolina. Just saying, they probably might win the game, but we'll see.
And Carolina, who do they got tomorrow, Cam? Who's the Buffalo. Second leg of that back-to-back?
Buffalo.
Buffalo?
Yeah.
Look, I mean, sometimes those back-to-backs, you never – but Carolina's been so damn good this year, Cam. They could probably win both games over these
they
next
could.
Two nights. Washington is in Columbus tonight against the Jackets. Road favorites, minus 210, Columbus plus $1.70. 6.5 the total here. I'm going up, 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 Cam, over the 6.5 with the Caps and the Jackets.
Keep climbing, Carver. I'm with you. I'm going to take Columbus plus 1.5 and sprinkle money line on the upset tonight. 5-4 win for the Jackets.
I like that little plus 1.5 with the Jackets tonight. Let's go, baby. And finally, of course, all three games are at 7 o'clock East, too. Couldn't sprinkle in a late night game.
Can you give us a 7, 8, and 8:30? Like these guys.
Sprinkle anything like that in. Ottawa is in Montreal against the Canadiens. Sens minus 200, Canadiens plus 165. 6.5 is the total there, Cam.
Lean under. It's a lot of goals. Yeah. Thinking, I mean, I don't know if they're going to get the 7. Lean to the Senators, but I'm not laying that kind of juice with Ottawa. No thanks.
I'm not either. I'm with you. I think under is a nice way to go there. That's like a 3-1 Senator win, right, Cam?
It's yeah, like that's what right I feel. That, good call. Right even 4-2, we win by the hook, right? We win by the hook, 6.5.
No,
let's go.
That's perfectly fine with me. Cam, tremendous job as always. I've got Dennis Bernstein next. You've got game time decisions at 6 o'clock. But tomorrow, Cam, Pebble Beach. It's Wednesday. We make picks. There's not a lot of hockey in NBA, so we need top 10s and top 20s from you tomorrow, along with outright six packs. All right, Cam?
You're damn right.
Ready for tomorrow.
I'm expecting your text around 1 o'clock in the morning from the train, Carver, with your big list of first-round leader stooges. I love it.
I got to come up three separate courses again, Cam? I need to cap three courses for the first-round leaders on Thursday?
It's pissing
come
me off,
on.
Too. Come on, guys. Throw us a ball.
Coast to coast. Carver, Ryan, Cam, and Frascati. Denny Bernstein next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Tuesday. Carver High in for Scotty right here on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Of course, Scotty will be back next week from Arizona, Super Bowl 57, pillar to post, all of the coverage as we get ready for the Chiefs and the Eagles right here, which is going to be a lot of fun, already at 1.5. Great guest for Scotty. Going to be a fun week out there for him. We're going to get Denny Bernstein up in a moment, talk some pucks with him, including the big Islander trade with the Canucks last night as they get Bo Horvat away from there to go. And we will bring Denny in right now, of course. Great friend of the program, senior writer for the Fourth Period, SiriusXM NHL Radio, our good friend Dennis Bernstein. Hi, Denny. How are you? Always good to see you, buddy.
Doing great, Carver. Hi. Great to be with you. And you must be excited about Bo coming to the island. It was Bo plus for Bo.
Yes, one Bo out. We bring another Bo in as we get Anthony Beauvillier-Ratu in a first-round pick to Vancouver for Bo Horvat. We know the situation was in Vancouver, Denny. Looks like they weren't going to be able to re-sign him, so they move along to get some assets. I actually think, Denny, it probably helps both teams clearly, but from an Islander perspective, they needed to change some things up. They've been running with the same core group now, especially in the forward department, for really this entire four-year run. Whether you look at the year before the pandemic, the 2 years, bubble, the runs to the conference finals, and then last year, the bad year. I think, Denny, it was time to spice some things up, and Lou eventually had to do that.
Couldn't agree with you more, because what was the thought in the offseason? Keep this team together. Lou thought that this was a team, Carver, that went to the conference final and lost by a goal to Tampa in game 7. And they're clearly not. And they struggle offensively. So to go get an offensive player, yeah, probably should have been done in the offseason. Then you wouldn't have heard the chance of fire Lou and Lou must go. But you look at the last 7 games for the Islanders. I know they've learned the last 2. I don't think they scored more than 2 goals in the last 7 games. This is not 1965. Like, you can't win in the league like this. So I commend Lou for doing it. Heavy price. Will you sign him? The question now is, can you re-sign the guy? And I assume it's going to take $8 million a year, Carl. Are you going to do 64 over 8 for Bo Horvat? We'll see what happens.
Like, that's where I'm going to go next, Denny. Like, it's hard for me to believe that Lou would make a trade like this without having a pretty decent idea that he's going to be able. And we know Lou, he works in the shadows and everything, secrecy and all that stuff. He was very clear about how he talked about it yesterday with all tampering and things like that. I find it hard to believe, Denny, that he makes a deal like that without knowing he's got at least a 90% chance that he's going to sign the guy long term.
Yeah, Lou's in the shadows, but his team's in 10th place. So they're in the shadows too, right, for the playoffs.
That's true.
You have, if you're going to give up 3 assets for that, and now he gets a break because he can sign him to an eight-year term. And the other teams have a hit free agent, can only get 7. So probably on total value, he can beat anybody. The question is, does he want to do that? Does he want to give up? And here's the challenge. I know Bo's been great. And the question is, you had Barzal and you had Nelson at center. I assume Barzal would go to the wing. You put Bo in there at center. But Bo's shooting 21% this year. So I love the fact he's got 31 goals for a team that really needs goal scoring. Is he really that player? And a cautionary tale, because the guy that replaced Bo in Vancouver was JT Miller. JT Miller had a huge season last year, 99 points. They have to bring him back. And what happened? He's not a 99-point player this year. So are you going to sign Bo? Like, Bo's no different than Aaron Judge. Bo bet on himself, has a huge year. He's on like a 50-goal pace. Is he really a 50-goal scorer, or is he a 30-30 guy? And do you want to pay a 30-30 guy what you have to pay a 50-goal scorer? You certainly do not. So it's going to be really intriguing, the future of Bo Horvat in Long Island.
And they needed power play help too, which has been an Islander since the dawn of time. That's been an Islander problem. Now, last thing on this trade, I actually saw a lot of this morning too, Denny, that if the Islanders did maybe not gain any ground, continue to maybe hang around the 10th, 11th spot, that they would then maybe try to get assets back for him a month from now, and Lou would reflip him. Do you believe a scenario like that?
I admire the creativity for that take. I can't see it. I really can't see it. Because even if you're out, you got to try to sign the guy, even if you're out. Yeah. And you tell Horvat and his agents, okay, by the way, this wasn't a great season, but with you in the lineup, we're going to make 1 or 2 more additions in the offseason. Fine. You got to sell this guy hard, not only if you – and especially if you missed the playoffs. Carver, that's less of a reason to trade the guy, to get no return for free assets. And granted, Beauvillier has underachieved for 2 seasons. That's one of the reasons he's been at Vancouver. Yeah. Ratu, who knows? The first round, I get it. You have to give up something to get this player. You have to be all in to sign this player. Like, you have to, because he's an excellent player. He may not be that 50-goal guy, Carve, but if he's a 30-30 guy, that's going to help this team who struggles to score, and that's the key.
Now, a deal like this happening still a month out until we get to the trade deadline, who else are we going to be looking at in the next month as big pieces? Will the Blackhawks move Patrick Kane? Is there somebody else of that game-changing talent that's going to be available over the next month for the big contenders?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Now the arms race has started in the Metro, right? The Islanders went all in on Bo Horvat. I assume that Patrick Kane still has an interest in moving on, because I can't fathom both Kane and Taves, to a lesser extent, that they can't stand all this losing in Chicago. I mean, Taves played a little bit better, but they're used to championships. So if, you know, Chris Drury is going to call Chicago for Patrick Kane, I'm assuming Patrick Kane would want to chase a Stanley Cup playing at Madison Square Garden. So let's make that assumption. All right, so there's one team. Yep. Another team in the Metro, Carolina, who just lost Max Pacioretty to a devastating second Achilles injury. A perfect fit there, Ryan O'Reilly. Because St. Louis, if they haven't backed up the van right center yet, like they need to right now, right? Because that team last night, 2-0 lead in Winnipeg, lost 3-2, they're out of it. So Ryan O'Reilly for the Carolina Hurricanes behind Sebastian Aho, the Kane Sebastian Aho, that makes them a much more dangerous team. Because the question is, Carve, in the East, is there anybody that can really beat the Bruins? And the Bruins finally lost a game this week. I got news for you. They lost multiple games last
week.
Three
games.
So I think the arms race is going to start at this point. But I like Kane in New York for the Rangers. And I certainly love Max Pacioretty in Carolina. Boston, what can they add? They have a great team. They don't look like they have any holes. But I do think this will commence the trade talks even to a higher degree, especially in the East, where teams are trying to match up with Boston in the postseason.
Now, Carolina is one of those teams that beat Boston last week. And I know that Boston gets all the pub, and they've been outstanding, Denny. That record that they had, even before the three-game blip that they've had over the last week, is unbelievable. But Carolina ain't too far behind them with how good they've been. And if they can get that piece, like you're saying, I think they can beat the Bruins in a seven-game series. Especially if maybe they could even pick up home ice. Bruins got to slip at some point, don't they? Maybe they can get home ice over to Bruins. You never know.
You know, I think if a Bruins-Carolina series, every game's going to be 3-2. So have a guy like O'Reilly who's great defensively, who can take faceoffs. That's the key. I think, Carve, if you went back to the first game of the season and you looked at Boston's schedule, this schedule, you would have seen Florida, Tampa, and then Carolina, three games. Florida's a desperate team. They got to win games. Tampa, that was a statement game for Tampa. They lost the first two games of the series to Boston. They want to prove them that they're a team. And Carolina is as tough as Boston. So I think from a schedule standpoint, you lost them. Do I think they only got 1 point out of six? No, but the key for Boston is this. Bergeron's 37, he's 36, their top two centers. How much are they going to play down the stretch? And do they get rest? Because they're going to win the division in the breeze. The question is, how healthy will this team be? Because they are an open team.
Will, the Kings are in Carolina tonight, Denny. The Kings have been on a long East Coast trip. They're one of these handful of teams that unfortunately has like this. Why'd the league do this? Like, they had 24 teams end on Saturday and get like 10 days off, and they made like six or seven teams hang around until Wednesday to play games, and then they get their 10 days off. Why not split it, Denny, 15 and 15? But either way, Kings are in Carolina tonight on the end of this long trip. Do you give them any chance against the Canes?
They got to play way better defense than they have been. Pound for pound, the Canes are a better team. Get it. The Kings get off 10 games. Only them and the Caps have played 53 games after tonight. It's a lot of hockey to be played. So they get a break. Yep. Schedule down a stretch. I think the only way the Kings win this game is a 3-2 game. Their penalty kill has been way better, so that's part of it. But I can't see this. Carolina's just too good. And to close on a high note, I think you go with Carolina.
Denny, it should be a fun All-Star break. Before I let you go, really fast, are you heading down to Sunrise? I know you're always at the big events, Denny. Will you be there this weekend?
I'm playing on Wednesday morning. Absolutely tomorrow for the events, for the All-Star game, and we'll have some events for TFP in South Florida as well.
I wonder, does Horvat get to still play? Does Horvat get to play for the Metro now, Denny? Do we get to switch the sweaters?
I think he does on the Pacific. It's really weird. Maybe he'll wear an East Coast jersey, Eastern Conference jersey and play for the Pacific team. I don't know, but I think he would stay in the Pacific because it's too close to the game. Guys have made already travel plans that haven't made it.
Yes.
So I think hopefully in the Pacific at least pays his final note in the Pacific will be at the All-Star game.
Denny, have fun down there. Should be a fun weekend. As always, thanks for jumping on Coast to Coast, my man. We will talk to you soon.
Always great being with the Carver High. Thanks for the time.
There he is, Denny Bernstein, of course, the fourth period, SiriusXM, NHL Radio, as we get ready for All-Star Weekend down in Sunrise. I know that we spent a lot of today picking on the NFL's All-Star game, or not really a game anymore. They're going to have offensive linemen dragging tractor trailers out on the Las Vegas Strip. That's what their idea is. But the NHL will also have their festivities this weekend. I have always liked the skills competition in the end. It's better than the game. And the game they've now turned into like this 3-on-3 tournament where the two divisions in the East play each other, the two divisions in the West play each other, and then they have a final. At least we could still bet on that. Like, that's a bettable thing that you can do on Saturday, unlike the dopey NFL who can't figure it out with all the stuff that they have done. Ridiculous, that's for sure. So there is your night on the ice from Denny Bernstein. Give me that. And Patrick Kane, he mentioned being traded. Kane should go. You can't keep playing for that awful team out there in Chicago. Doesn't Kane just feel like a perfect guy that would play for the Rangers? Like, think of the Rangers over the 20, 30 years. They've gotten big snipers like that. Bure, Jagr, et cetera, some of them maybe a little past their prime. I think Kane can still absolutely fill it. That is the type of move that if you're the Rangers and you've kind of maybe not been where you wanted to be, you go get a Patrick Kane, put him on Broadway with the rest of the team that you've got right now. That could nudge them ahead of these other teams that they've kind of been mixed up with in the Metro, because Denny called it right. It's an arms race in the Metro. And Carolina, don't forget Jersey, Caps still in it, Penguins. All these teams are going to be after a guy like Patrick Kane. Whoever can make that move first, that is where they want to go. All right, Pharrell Coast to Coast, Carver High in for Scotty here on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. We will come back, give you some final thoughts as we get ready for this Tuesday night. The Knicks fans are starting to get going. They have the Lakers in town, LeBron, the whole deal. Three NHL games tonight and a ton of great college hoops. We will come back and wrap this puppy up on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Tuesday. Carver High in for Scotty here on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Couple of things before we get out of here. 49ers, of course, they lose D'Amico Ryans. He's going to the Houston Texans. He calls it his dream job, by the way. They are already looking for defensive coordinators. They have asked the Panthers permission to talk to Steve Wilks. Wilks, of course, did a tremendous job as the interim coach in Carolina. And then they hired Frank Reich. So we will see if the Niners maybe bring Wilks into the fold. Niners will also get a third-round compensatory pick for the Texans hiring Ryans. That's the program they put in place a couple of years ago. So that is going on. Christian McCaffrey will replace Miles Sanders in the Pro Bowl. But Christian McCaffrey wasn't in the Pro Bowl already? Man, it gets better and better when we do these Pro Bowl stories. That is for sure. Brock Purdy still weighing options on his elbow, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, there for the NFL. So we have a big night tonight. Lakers at the Garden against the Knicks. I like the Lakers tonight, and LeBron to go for 40 or more. We're dropping a 40 spot. He hasn't been there in 3 years. It matters to guys like him. He's going for a 40 burger. In the hockey, we like the over in the Capital Columbus game. And college hoops, the Greg Sussman special. We're on the Terps tonight. -2.5 against Indiana in College Park. The old unranked team favored over a ranked team at home. Let's get it done. Just don't make it as hard as Texas Tech did last night. That's all I ask out of Maryland. Don't make it as hard as the Red Raiders did for us last night. So there you go. Everybody have a tremendous evening. Cash a bunch of tickets. Game Time Decisions is next. We will see you tomorrow. The Prime Minister will be back with me. We'll go through all that night's action and a lot of golf with Pebble Beach starting this week. For El Coast to Coast, Carver High for Scotty. We're back with you tomorrow on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Have a good night, everybody.